Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Solaris is our guest co-host.
That's right.
Now we're doing Jess Fix My Mess.
Right, you know, Jess got a podcast, Carefully Reckless.
He keep on trying to talk over that. I'm in the third season, Carefully Reckless.
That's right.
Black there you Effect, go. Charlamagne, thank you so much. And I fix people's mess. That's what I do every Wednesday, y'all.
Now, if you have a question or you need relationship advice or any type of advice, Jess is here for you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this Chop House Customs. What's going on, y'all?
Chop House, turn your radio down and ask Jess whatever your problem is. Yeah, man. Get advice.
Listen, I done got caught cheating on my old lady, man. I went out of town one time. She done caught me cheating. Now I'm trying to get my family back together, man. I've been singing Keisha Cole every day, and I hate Keisha Cole with a passion, y'all. I don't know what to do.
You don't know what to do. Move on.
Yes, I've been trying everything.
What you said, just move on.
Move on. You're not getting a bag.
You got to fight for that bag, brother.
No, it seemed like he's been fighting, and he ain't been winning.
I've been fighting hard.
Yeah, and you
what
ain't
you been doing
winning.
The fight.
She done beat my ass, destroyed my shop, all type of stuff.
Is this
I'm
his
still
first
trying
time?
To fight for the family.
It's not the first time. I can tell you, it's not your first time cheating. Is it?
No, this the first time. This the first time. I ain't never cheated on her 4 or 5 years together. Nothing.
Okay, so what made you do it?
Man, I was drunk out of town one day. Man,
how you got caught?
So you're not to be trusted. Yeah, how did you get caught?
Man, I was drunk one night and I was texting the girl.
Yeah.
When I came back home, I was tripping, y'all.
But this is the thing. Did you post something? Did somebody call her? How did she find out that you cheated?
No, she went through my phone because I was just moving kind of weird. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She know me. We've been together since middle school, really.
Right. So you don't know how to cheat in your first time you got caught. So that's why you don't need
There you go. Horrible cheater. It's not my lane.
Well, I think that...
I need to know...
I think that she's more betrayed than anything. So it's just going to take time for that. This is your first time. And sometimes you only got to cheat one time to lose the person that you really shouldn't have cheated on. But yeah, just keep fighting.
Can I give a shout out to my wife real quick?
You better do it nice. Why, and
so you
want to
embarrass her?
It ain't going
to happen. You want to embarrass her publicly?
Marie,
you want to put her name out there?
Don't
embarrass her.
Home. I'm tired of sleeping in my bed.
Tired of sleeping.
We didn't even hear her name.
Yeah, we didn't even hear her name.
You got a van.
Angelina Marie McKinney. Angelina Marie McKinney. I love you.
Aww.
I like Jess's advice.
That's nice.
It's going to take time.
It's going to take time.
And you might have messed it up so much that she may not be coming back, buddy.
Because she can't believe you.
But keep trying. Be persistent. Be consistent. But be smart.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Y'all follow me on Instagram. Chop House Cup.
You worried about the wrong things right now. You worried about the wrong things.
You worried about the wrong things. That's how he had bitches in the first place in the bed in Miami. He's talking about, follow me, y'all. I'm going to give a shout out.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Erica.
Hey, good morning. What's your question for Jess?
Hi, family. I feel like we're all family. I listen to y'all every morning.
Morning, family.
We are.
Well, my question is, I've been with my husband for right at 6 years. Before we got married, things were off. You know, there was nobody taking score of anything. Whatever he didn't do, I picked up the slack, did it without asking questions or anything, and vice versa. But we got married the first year. I can remember my first anniversary. I'm sitting at the table by myself with the top of the cake from the wedding. And he's outside watching the car. But it just went down here from then. So I'm just trying to see, should I stay? Because every time he apologizes, I accept it. It seems like he does something else. Like he cheated the first year. The second year, he just started going in on my character, trying to make me feel like I'm less than who I am, but thank God I know who I am. But he's just been so disrespectful and disloyal.
Well,
he talks about me to his family.
Listen. Well, do you know who you are?
I do.
Do you?
Hey.
No, seriously.
Am I looking in the mirror?
That's literally, I'm serious. Right? No, that's a real question. No, seriously, says, do you know who you are? You stuck around for a lot and you got red flags early on. And he knows all he got to do is apologize and then you'll forgive him. You love him to death. He loves the convenience. He loves being able to do what he wants to do if he knows he can smooth it over with, you know, whatever you want to hear. He knows what you want to hear. He knows how to get back in good graces with you. I don't think you do. I think you know who you are. I don't think you know your value. I don't think that.
Value, yeah.
Yeah, I think you should search for that. Because that is no way. Is no way you're supposed to be in the predicament you're in right now. And you seen all them flags, boo.
Damn.
It is so hard. My parents been married. Physio kept saying, work you do. I'm like, oh my God, mommy, daddy.
You don't know who you are. You're living for everybody else. You're living for everybody else. You have to really, really know who you are. You have to, because honestly, he don't need to know who you are. If he did, he wouldn't be doing it. So, you got to go. You got to go. Any man talks to you about his family, he talks about you too. Girl, you're going to get me mad. Go ahead. I talk about you Wednesday, girl.
Damn.
I don't like that.
That's true, though.
I was going to say, at least, you know, try to have a conversation with the brother and but you know what? This is
Jess Fix My Mess.
800-585.
And this is how I fix it.
All right. 800-585-1051. You need relationship advice, call Jess right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, of course, our co-host is Jess Hilarious. She's here. And we opened up the phone lines for Jess Fix My Mess. If you're going through some problems, some relationship issues, Jess is here to help you. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, you're going through a big problem right now, and I know it's holding you back, so you can go ahead and talk to her right now.
Hey, Jess. So,
hi, baby.
I am married. I've been married for 3 years, and we just had our first baby last year.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. And the situation is kind of drastic. Like, at first, the sex was great. Like, my husband and I were sexing all the time, but it's been about 11 months. I did do a breast test the whole time. I've tried, like, setting the mood. I've done it all. Like, but we are not having sex. And it's time to get me, girl. I'm done breastfeeding. Like, my body, I'm getting my body back right. I've lost about 60 pounds. But he's just not, he's not, like, it's not getting up.
Like, your side chick draining the hell out of him.
Excuse me, Charlamagne, what
sorry,
you say?
Never mind.
Okay.
Now you said it's been 12 months you haven't had sex, right?
12.
Well, since I got pregnant.
So that would be
baby,
a year.
So 12 plus 9.
Okay, so y'all haven't had sex in a long time. Okay, have you ever talked to him about it? Like, you know, this is communication. Have you ever talked to him about it? Ask him what's wrong, or are you embarrassed?
We did a virtual therapy session. Like, I asked him if he wanted to see, like, a sex doctor. He's an introvert. Like, he's a black nerd. He's not really, like, aggressive. So I'm like, okay, babe, we can work around that. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of, like, at my peak. Because I'm like, okay, bro, I'm ready. Like, I'm needing a little bit more.
Okay. And then when you said that, what did he say?
He was like, okay, babe, I'll get it together. I'll try, you know, and it just feel nothing.
You don't think at all that it's somebody else? I'm not trying to put that in your head. I just have to ask because, you know, I'm a therapist, allegedly.
I don't think so. I honestly don't think so. I know finances were, like, a big thing. You know, I know sometimes men
so stress
focus, like, on... Yeah. Multiple right things at once. I took
yeah.
a year off with the baby.
Is his know? Penis getting
hard? Like, you worried about the wrong things, man.
No, damn, because said, maybe she just had a baby. He's having stress. Maybe his penis is not getting hard.
Let fix the mess.
She was talking. You were cut her off. She was talking about her damn baby, and you going, yo, is his penis hard?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, right now,
two Jesus, women talking. Ain't not one woman bought a penis, but
oh,
you did first.
God. Here you go. And then now you got your man howling at you, mad at you, and all of that. Listen, all right, I'm sorry, Ash. I mean, what's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy. All right, Sandy. So, listen, yeah. So, when it's stress, when a man is stressed out, it can be a number of things. Girl, you said you took off for a year. So, you were home. So, he had to fend for the whole household, you know. I don't know what he does or what that looks like, but I know that man is probably tired. Newborn baby. Because I know you're tired. So, y'all still take turns with the baby, I'm assuming. And then, sex is probably not the furthest thing from his mind, but... when you're struggling, it's a lot of things going on. I'm telling you, you can't get it up. And I ain't got one to know, but I had a man who was stressed out before and could not get it up. So
really?
I left, yeah.
You left him?
Damn yeah. it.
Yeah, he was struggling on his own, not me.
He told
yeah, So,
damn it, Jess.
Was trouble,
that was,
you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's
so what
should
I do? Like, just be patient and just...
Girl, do you have a rose? Do you have a toy? Or... yeah, I know you asked me, can you cheat?
I want a rose.
Oh, okay. Do you still want to be married? You good? You still want to stay there?
I do. I mean, I'm at the gym every day. I'm
you just okay. So basically, you're saying you getting this body together, and if one man ain't going to take advantage, somebody else will, huh?
Take him to the doctor so he could get himself checked out because maybe they have pills or the honey or whatever they. Can
I'm gonna
use.
Be honest. She said he a nerd. He probably in that metaverse having sex with the virtual reality one.
Listen, that's why I said it got to be something. I don't know.
Don't put that in her mind. That might not be true.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, and I don't even. I thought about it too. No. We ain't going there with it.
Girl. I'm up on him when he say he playing video games. I bet you he be in there pumping the air.
Yo, shut up, man.
With them dumbass glasses on.
This is what I think you should do. I think you should honestly talk to him and tell him that you are a female, that you have needs, and you understand, you know, his black nerdism and all the introvert and all of that and everything is going on. But you need to be sexually satisfied some type of way. So if he can give you a hall pass until he get his you know, what? His thing situated, you know what I'm saying? Or does he give good oral? What's going on? Or is he too nerdy for that?
Well, he's not really an oral person.
Oh, girl, yeah, you got to get a hall pass. If he ain't doing this.
But also, you know, sometimes, this is not for me because I love when my wife's pregnant. But sometimes when, you know, men see the baby come out the vagina and the vagina opens so much and then the afterbirth, it turns guys off.
So he going to be turned. He's still turned off right now.
I don't know.
They ain't, I don't
believe that. No, I still think there's compromises in marriage. And I'm not married. These two men are married. But I think you have to compromise. Look, if you know you ain't getting it up, you got to be sopping me up like a biscuit or something. Like, you have to. You say, I don't like giving child, what do we like doing?
Damn, radio silence?
Exactly.
I mean, it's a year. Yeah, it's been a year. Like, you haven't done anything. It's been a while.
I don't condone cheating. I don't condone cheating. I condone an understanding that needs have to be met. And as long as he knows what's up, if he agrees with it, I think that y'all just need to go ahead and, you know, do that.
Just
invite
not
another
wrong.
Man in or another woman or something.
And how much did your body change?
Yeah, she in
after the birth.
Gained about 100 pounds.
You ain't say that.
Damn, see, what did you weigh before? Hold up. What did you weigh?
You poked the lead with that, man.
What you weigh before?
You left that off the
scale. I'm sorry, Sam.
You left that off the scale, rightfully so.
No, but I asked the right question.
First of all.
She 150 to 250?
I know. What did you weigh before the 100?
I weighed 190 pounds. But, I mean, I carry it very well.
Oh, so you got up to 290?
Yes.
Yes.
So
I was on bed rest.
You went from 190 to 290.
So what do you say now, Jess?
I just say that she's doing the right thing by being in that damn gym. And she just keep coming down. And just,
yeah,
I think,
I'm about 60 down. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That girl, that's keep on coming.
Get on
girl.
That pen, too. That was that diabetic pen everybody used?
I think she's doing good with the gym. Just keep on, because the more you come down on the weight, the more the penis will go up. I think that's what it is. Now that we know, we get into it. So I love you. Just
good luck, Sandy.
Stay in there. Don't cheat. All right. Damn, I didn't know she
See, I figured that. I was like, it's, you know, maybe the body transformed. He's not turned on anymore.
See, you're a man, so this is good. I can't ask the questions for a man.
300, though.
You're supposed to love your boo, though, even if she gained a little weight.
No,
you know
for sure. No,
I
agree. He ain't saying that he don't. His penis don't.
Oh, you stupid.
It's him. He's staying. He there.
And we don't know what he looked like. He might have gained some weight, too.
We don't know.
You know what I mean?
Jesus.
We don't know. It might just be two big old circles just on top of each other.
All right.
Let's get it. Right. It is. That's enough.
We got Jess with the mess coming up. Give us a little tease. What are we talking about, Jess? Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, but listen, make sure you subscribe to Jess Hilarious Podcast, Carefully Reckless, on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network. She does Jess Fix My Mess on there every week.
Every week. All right, so Styles P says Biggie wanted to squash beef between Diddy and the Lox before he died.
Ooh. Great segue. Y'all went from that caller to Biggie Small story.
Jeez. Yeah, because he was big.
That's right.
Yeah.
Great segue.
Jess with the best is up next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.